The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and I've got really interesting things to talk about today. A brand new study came out talking about having a big brain. And I always say that there's two different lines that you can join. One is the skinny brain line, and the other is the fat brain line. And ideally, you want to be in the fat brain line because this shows that the brain is maintaining its structure as we get older. And how do we achieve that? Well, number one, we have to use our brain. Number two, we have to get the right nutrients when it comes to the foods that we're eating. So that's why those omega-3 fatty acids coming from fatty fish and seeds and nuts are so incredibly beneficial. But we also know that staying active is key. And this is what this brand new study out of Germany is looking at, is the brain benefits of moderate physical activity. And they took over 2,500 participants in this study, and they were looking at brain images. And they found that certain areas of the brain are larger in physically active individuals than in those who are less active. So if you are a couch potato, your brain starts to shrink. If you eat high processed foods, your brain will shrink. It's called atrophy. We don't want our brain to become smaller as we get older. We want to maintain that brain function. And this is important not only for just memory, but for all functions. Think about what your brain is doing for you each and every single day. And it's always one of those focuses where people want to, you know, they want to be thin, they want to lose weight. And I always say, that's fine. But when it comes to your brain, we want to keep our brain nice and full. Because at the end of the day, if we start to have shrinking of the brain, you will suffer the consequences of that, whether that be issues when it comes to memory loss, if it comes down to just feeling fatigued. And this is an interesting component to this. I'm talking about energy this week. But if the brain begins to shrink, that's going to have an impact on your neurotransmitters and the pathways in the brain. So you have different neurotransmitters that are responsible for our mood. They interconnect with one another. So if we have this loss of interconnectivity, then that can certainly become incredibly problematic. And we don't want that to happen. So this is why we like to fuel up our brain with omega-3 fatty acids, taking fish oil. We have our wonderful krill oil advanced, and of course, taking nutrients that we know help to generate that energy within the brain cells. So we can look at formulations such as the Energy HX, having that combination of both ginseng and ubiquinol to cross the blood-brain barrier to power up our brain cells. So they said, exercise keeps the body and the mind healthy. So I loved this study because I'm all about mindfulness and mind-body medicine. And I often say, you know, through my traditional training, going through medical school, the focus is always just on physical ailments and looking at symptoms and disease states. It's not a wellness system to which I was trained under. It's an illness system. And that's really a crying shame. But we know that this combination, that's why I focus on this so much, that it comes down to diet, exercise, supplements, doing the right thing, and of course, practicing mindfulness. This is very key to the success of your wellness journey. And we know that physical activity has been shown to be beneficial when you think about cardiovascular health and, you know, maintaining your muscles. No one wants to get older and have what's known as sarcopenia or age-related muscle mass loss. So a lot of focus is always on that physical aspect. And once again, we forget our brain. And that's just, to me, absolutely mind-boggling, no pun intended, but it truly is mind-boggling. So neuroscientists and neurologists have really been trying to push this, that, hey, we can't overlook the power of the brain when it comes to the way that we age. And we have to recognize that everything that we do as far as our diet, exercise, things that we're exposed to, if the body's not detoxifying properly, all of these things impact your cognitive capacity. And we don't want that to happen. So I like any type of study like this one where they're doing functional MRIs, where they can actually do a brain image and they can see the, in real time, the activity that's occurring, and finding that people who were more active had these greater effects when it came to the brain volume. And we're talking about areas that are very important, looking at the hippocampus, which is considered kind of the control center for your memory. And having this larger brain volume provides against better protection from neurodegeneration, so loss of brain function. So staying physically active, it is certainly key. So does this come as a surprise to you, Alex, now that you've been listening to me go on and on and on about how you have to stay physically fit and you have to eat the right foods?
Well, it's true. I mean, you don't want to have a sedentary lifestyle, which you sort of decrease even just thinking, right? That's just how it seems to me, is that sedentary lifestyle equals thinking, the need to think decreases. And that, of course, is never good for health. So these studies are pretty good. And I don't know, we do, the kind of joke is like, is there a walnut up there? You know, you don't want it to get through a walnut, that's for sure.
Right. You don't want to have, you know, everyone's seen the little cartoons where you see the little cartoon character and their brain is all shrunk down to the size of a pea. No, you don't want that. You want to have this nice full brain. And the reason why, when you look scientifically as to what's occurring in the brain, we're thinking about the mitochondria. And so I'm talking a lot this week about energy. And we know that the mitochondria, this is your powerhouse of every single cell. And if we lose those mitochondria, if we lose the function, it's actually a technical term called mitochondrial dysfunction, but it's basically, it's the loss of energy capabilities within a particular cell. So if your brain cells are losing the ability to make energy, not such a great thing. So we need that mitochondria to work to pump out that ATP. And this is important because we look at, you know, proper blood flow. We look at oxygenation. If we've got areas of the brain, because we are being a couch potato, where we're not getting adequate blood flow, we're not getting good oxygen, then those cells are like, what are we doing? Like, let's just turn ourselves off and let's just kind of go away. So you get atrophy or shrinking of that portion of the brain because those brain cells are no longer doing what they are supposed to do. Now, what if that brain cell happens to be a brain cell that is responsible for your mood and it starts to just turn itself off and it's like, yeah, you know what? I don't really need to release any dopamine today. I'm going to take a break. And you know what? Let me make it a permanent break. So this is why doing the right things, which includes, of course, exercise. And I always mention to people, you don't have to go out and, you know, do some extreme sport. You just need to get out and maybe walk around the block a few times and make it a consistent part of your daily routine. Because being physically active, this is one of the best things that we can actually do for ourselves as we get older. And for a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, maybe they have arthritis and they're like, yeah, but you know what? My knees hurt when I go out and I walk around. So I prefer just to sit. And I always say, you got to push through that, because it's amazing how responsive the body will be, because the healing capacity of having proper blood flow and oxygenation is quite enormous. So the more we push ourselves and say, you know what, maybe last week I only was able to walk 10 minutes before I was really in a lot of pain, but maybe next week I can do 15 minutes. So it's little increments can make a huge difference, including into the size of your brain. So we'll talk a little bit more about this. I do need to take a quick break. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We are talking about maintaining the size of our brain. This is an area that everyone should have a concern with. You don't want to be in the skinny brain line. Trust me, it's not an area you want to go because it can start to screw up so many things. And that includes your neurotransmitters, things like acetylcholine, which we need for memory. Things such as dopamine, serotonin. So we know that these neurotransmitters are critically important. And I know that you had mentioned, Alex, that you've been hearing a lot more about neurotransmitters lately.
Yeah, and not in the get out and go kind of way, in the, oh my God, I just got a text message excitement kind of way. And I think it's very important that you instill in us to get off our phones and get outside, because there's natural ways to accumulate dopamine and have it release than just a simple text message that gets sent back. You know, I think there's a bigger message that you're sending here today.
Exactly. And we know that, you know, dopamine it's a neurotransmitter. It's produced in what's known as the substantia nigra, and that's in the part of the hypothalamus. And this, any type of dysfunction that occurs within the dopaminergic system, you see this in Parkinson's disease, for example, this can have wide scoping effects in terms of how someone can feel. So dopamine plays this really vital role in our reward center as well as movement. So when you talk about, oh, I got a text message, and you kind of get this instant release of dopamine, so people are like, oh yeah, I got that. But you can also get this dopamine release and the natural way in which dopamine is supposed to be working in the body from physical activity. So this is why when you see someone with Parkinson's and they have that shuffling gait, as they always talk about, you know, they kind of shuffle as they walk. This is because of the dysfunction, that cellular dysfunction. You're having destruction occurring within the substantia nigra. And when that occurs, those cells are being lost. They're losing their ATP. They don't have that energy. So they start saying, well, I just don't know how to work anymore. And so we know that dopamine is critical to our reward center as well as for proper movement. So yeah, we need to get out there. We need to make sure that our dopamine is being released and it's helping us with, you know, just voluntary movements and with our motivation, and we can continue to have a fulfilling life without being a couch potato life. And for
it's
many
the summer
people,
go out and cheer for a baseball team, right? Come on.
Exactly. I know you were at the Yankees game the other night, and I think they lost.
Yeah, that was not easy.
I didn't want to mention that to you yesterday.
That was not easy. And then, of course, we lost Vin Scully, so a lot of emotion around that. And then I'm back at it tonight, the Met game. So, yeah, I go to both teams. I'm not afraid to say that or ashamed to say that. So I'll be at Citi Field tonight. What can I tell you?
I like it. But, you know, you stay active. But this is key because, you know, think about that. Think about the difference, Alex, on your body when it comes to you physically going to that baseball game versus if you just sat at home and you were just perhaps watching it on TV and you were sitting there with the bag of Doritos.
Oh, and, you know, criticizing them for not making the play as you down those Doritos or whatever you're eating on the couch, you know?
Like, you know, the armchair quarterbacks, they're just great. You know, you have it across all sports. I remember, you know, years ago, I used to be, you know, kind of a diehard Red Wings fan. They're a little tough to watch now. Same thing with the Detroit Tigers. But, you know, I'm from Detroit, so I have my loyalties, of course. But I remember people would go to Red Wings games. And, I mean, Red Wing fans, they're hardcore hockey fans. And just hearing, like, the armchair, you know, like, goalies. I'm like, really? Like, are you for real right now? These guys are skating how fast and doing what? And, you know, you're back here with your, you know, bin of nachos, which are spilling all over your lap.
You
have the coordination.
You should say, you, sir, are no Dominic Hasek. Am I right? Come on.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry. You know, Steve Yzerman didn't hit the slap shot and it didn't go in. But you, sir, are no Steve Yzerman. No one can be a Steve Yzerman. You know, I'm
Steve Yzerman, as President Clinton, I believe, called him back in the 90s when they won the cup and went to the White House.
Oh, you know, he is just a staple in Detroit to this day. And now he's back. You know, he was down with the Tampa Bay Lightnings for many years. And look at Tampa Bay now. He really turned that organization around. And so I'm hoping that, you know, with his influence back there in Detroit, that we'll start to see my Red Wings.
Have I asked you, by the way, it's always tough to hire a legend as a personnel position because you never know how that's going to go. So we hope for the best for Stevie Yzerman, a legend in his own right in Detroit. But I've never asked you this for baseball, for hockey, for NBA, for even NFL games. Come on. I mean, the Lions have that beautiful dome up there, Ford Field. What are your recommendations for invite products to take to the game with you to keep that dopamine going, even as the action's happening, let's say?
Well, let's certainly say it's not having, you know, it's not having a cold one. Maybe if you have a cold one, it would be like a cold True Energy. There you have it. Like, get yourself some True Energy packets, put that in your water, sip that down, because you know what's great about True Energy? This can make you the ultimate fan. Not only is it going to help you with your energy so you can cheer on your team, so whether that's you're a Detroit sports fan or you are, you know, fan of the Yankees, fan of the Mets, whatnot, Giants, Jets, I know it can be a little challenge there. I'm with you. I understand. You know, I've got the Lions that I have to try to root for. So, but using this product, the True Energy, it also has L-theanine in it. Now, let me just tell you about L-theanine. L-theanine actually helps your calming neurotransmitter. We were just talking about dopamine. That's for, you know, our reward center. But we have our calming neurotransmitter, which is GABA. So you get this nice little release of GABA. So it gives you the sense of calm, but at the same time, you're getting energy. But it kind of gives you this balance. So by using the True Energy, you get the ginseng, you're getting that rhodiola, and you get the L-theanine. So it makes you a little bit more, let's just say, a stable sports fan as you're watching your team. You got the energy to cheer them on, but maybe you're not as alarmed, you know, if there's a fumble or if, you know, someone strikes out.
Maybe you're just not even drawn to get the cold one after taking this energy from Invite Health. How about that?
You know what? This is very true. And you'll find that many people who get onto these routines where they start to really generate up a lot of cellular energy on a daily basis from their foods that they're eating, from using products like the True Energy or using the ribose complex, that they really find that because they feel so good that they don't seek out other alternatives. So I definitely encourage anyone who is going to be out and about, especially in the hot summer months here. Well, I guess we're kind of at coming to
we're
the
almost
end.
At football season.
I
am mind blown by that. And at the same time, I don't want this whole city to lose focus on the two first place teams. You know, the Yankees and Mets are still in this. So let's not focus on the Jets and Giants just yet. There's still a long way to go in baseball. Okay. And I don't know. I'm a little ticked that there's been trending football music. You know, the Joe Buck intro. It's like, enough already. We're still in the summer. Come on now. Not the fall yet. Not yet.
I know. I hear you. It's amazing how fast it goes. You have that little hiatus when there's not really any like sports, you know, that are on. You know, you get through March Madness and it's just like for me, because I'm a big college fan. So then there's that big hiatus, you know, where you have to wait it out. But I love watching pretty much any sports. I'm a big IndyCar race fan. I think it's because I'm just gravitated towards trying to always figure out how to pronounce their names. So I've always like followed Elio Castroneves for years. He's one of my favorite drivers.
That's a winner right there.
He is, isn't he? I mean, hands down, it's hard to argue that Elio's not one of, if not one of the best Indy drivers ever. And just such a wonderful guy. I mean, gives back so much to the community. His story is really quite impressive. But I watched that. And the other night I was watching beach volleyball. I love watching beach volleyball. And I watched the tour, you know, so they were over in Hermosa Beach, California. Then they were just down in Fort Lauderdale. So I really am impressed at the level of athleticism of the beach volleyball players. Those are the types of folks who would definitely be charging up their cells with formulations like True Energy and using ATP and the multi-energy powder, because they understand that the need for their cells to continuously pump out that energy, not only for the direct action of the sport that they're playing at that time, but for the recovery afterwards. So it's kind of fitting that we're talking about energy this week, because those types of athletes, you know, beach volleyball, any of the products that I've been talking about, the Ribose, the Energy HX, the True Energy, multi-energy powder, I mean, all these things, energy, energy, energy. But it's becoming very big in so many of the competitive sports teams, where people are seeking out nutritional supplements to generate that balance and give them that kind of extra advantage without, you know, blood doping like they were doing.
Oh,
back in the
my
day
gosh.
On the Tour de France.
Yep. Yep. But those, you know, extreme sports are fun to watch, aren't they?
Aren't they? And, you know, I just, beach volleyball for me, it's just because, number one, if anyone's ever tried to just walk in like the sand, you realize you're never getting like really good footing. But to think that they're actually able to jump and spike the ball, and it's just, and most of them, you know, they transition from being indoor, you know, usually at the collegiate level, you know, just powerhouses, and usually out in the
Midwest. Coast. Yep, definitely Midwest, yeah. And West Coast. By the way, when you come to New York, you've got to check out Brooklyn Bridge Park. Like that area around there has all these beach volleyball ball courts, so you got to check that out. Over by the Brooklyn Bridge, I had a friend's birthday there, and it was very cool to watch them all mix it up on the beach volleyball circuit there.
Isn't it? It's so impressive. You know, I really enjoy it. And then the scenery, too. It's so nice because they're always going to be on the beach and, you know, by the water. And that's nice. I like to watch surfing, too, you know, because I think that, I mean, I would never get on a surfboard. I'm kind of afraid of sharks. And I know that's kind of a problem right now up there in Long Island. So stay out of the water. But I really have just a profound respect for athletes in general, whether it's snowboarding, skateboarding. I mean, and I know that so many of these athletes that do kind of more the extreme or alternative sports, they're big into their fitness and they're big into their supplementation and making sure that they're, you know, continuously getting the right vitamins and minerals and antioxidants into their system. Because, yeah, think about it, a lot of them get injuries, and you have to, if you don't have time to do a full recovery and repair, you want to make sure that you're taking the right nutrients. And this is where something like multi-energy powder is an excellent choice, because it's a complete multivitamin, multi-mineral, but you're getting those added nutrients like RNA to help reestablish cell structure and integrity, and key amino acids to really fuel up the energy making capacity within the body. So there's, you know, I'm just a lover of all sports for the most part.
And if you go, you might see some Olympic qualifiers, right? They also are Olympic bound sometimes.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's, and just to think of the length that sports like, say, for example, you know, snowboarding, you know, or before, to think of snowboarding being in the Olympics, like, what? They're going to put snowboarding in the Olympics. And now it's like, can you imagine the Olympics without snowboarding? So I love to see that stuff. I mean, beach volleyball, that's always been a big draw for, you know, the Olympic Games. But yeah, I just, anything sports related is up my alley. What we're going to do, we are going to take a quick break. I will be back to talk with a very special guest on the flip side of this break. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
We're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we are always talking about the importance of mindfulness and how we can approach day-to-day stressors, how foods matter, how everything that you do as far as your day-to-day structure can make a difference in your overall wellness. And this is something to me that anytime I can talk to someone who has a really impressive background through their own experiences, I think it's important to be able to share that with all of you. And so today I have an incredibly amazing woman who is joining me. She has just an amazing story to tell, and I want to get into some of her tips that she has that she's discovered along her journey when it comes to, you know, mindfulness and improving your overall sense of well-being. And she has also written a book, and it's called True to Myself, Peace, Love, Marnie. So with no further ado, I would like to welcome Marnie Goldman to the show today. How are you doing, Marnie?
Okay, I love that introduction. I love talking mental health to anybody as well. I am doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, when I was hearing about your story, I was just really kind of taken aback, because understanding that so many people have, you know, different experiences throughout their lives, but to really see how you kind of took a step back and said, you know, instead of being in the world of like, woe is me and why is this happening to me, as you address in your book, to kind of look at it in a different light and say, well, what can I learn from this? What can I take away from this? You know, how can I make myself better from my experiences that have been maybe incredibly traumatic and troublesome? So I just, that alone speaks volume to the amount of tenacity that you have. So I just thought maybe you could give everyone just a general idea of your background and what brought you to the point of actually penning this out and putting this into a book.
You know, it's funny. I talk about mental health like the weather. Like, it's so natural for me. So when I talk about it, I know I'm hoping so many other people realize it. And it started when I was 8 years old. I'm just going to give a brief background. My father left, but I had three fathers by the time I was 10. It's very confusing.
Oh, my goodness.
My mother, when I was 17, she went on crack cocaine, and I was ripped from my car on 1987. So there was no texting, no anything. It was just payphones, and drove away with everything that I had. No family member wanted to help me, so I was left basically on my own. The one family member I had discarded my clothes in the dumpster. So I could have made a left or a right, but all I wanted was normalcy or typical, something typical in my life. 19 years old when everyone's in college, I was living with somebody that just gave me a roof over my head. I lived on the floor. He used to beat me. I got married just for an apartment to a very horrible man. Just the trauma I suffered through my life, being homeless with my daughter when she was two, and it goes on and on. And I woke up at 47 when I said, I'm not crazy, lazy, stupid, which I thought I was my entire life. And I was diagnosed with a host of disorders, ADHD, PTSD, anxiety, general, social, clinical depression, like a host of things. And I always wanted to tell my story, but in a fictional way. But when I realized people are judging their book by its cover, meaning me thinking I had a perfect life, I woke up and I said, guys, I made a video live on Facebook, and I said, my life isn't perfect. I haven't gotten out of a fetal position crying in the bathroom for months. I am depressed. I've had suicidal ideation. And people started writing me, and it just started from there. And I have learned it's so much better not to be bitter. It's a choice. You know, people can look at the gray sky and say, oh, it's cloudy out. Or, you know what? It's not raining. It's how we look at things.
This is so true. And I know that you through and just number one, to go through the things that you've been through, I cannot even fathom. And sometimes I think that in and of itself for me to try and put myself into your shoes and say, you know, how would I have responded to all of these things that you've been through? You know, and like you said, it started in childhood and it was just like relentless. And to have now this outlook and to be able to spread that message to others. And I know that you go through the, you know, seven different tips when it comes to mental health and, you know, having a structured routine and being in touch with nature and gratitude. And I've been talking about this a lot recently about gratitude. I want you to expand on that for me, because I think when I talk about it, sometimes people are like, well, what, I should get up in the morning and look in the mirror and thank myself. And gratitude is different for everyone. So maybe if you can kind of walk me through, you know, your definition of how you define gratitude, that would be great.
Of course. Well, of course, it's the best attitude. Gratitude is the best attitude. And for me personally, who at times didn't have a home, didn't have a car, so the gratitude I feel for people I feel take for granted is I do have a home to live in. I don't have to live in my car. Thank goodness I have a car. Living in the moment and understanding, it's like developing spiritual stamina and trusting the universe enough to know that every moment I am where I'm supposed to be. I tell people, if you spill coffee on your clothes right before work, I'm grateful that I was delayed those few minutes because someone was protecting me. So what I do is I live in the moment and I appreciate just life. And a lot of people complain. There's a lot of negativity, the negative energy, and they're like energy suckers, like Debbie Downers. And, yes, you know, the womp womp people that you just, and remove yourself. Don't, that's just another tip I'm throwing in there. It just makes life for you that much more simpler because it's contagious. It's very contagious, the negative energy. But being appreciative for the little things, even when they don't go right. I'm 52 years old and I've gone through a lifetime of trauma, but I wouldn't change it for the world because I wouldn't be here right now. So what we think we're supposed to be doing, if it doesn't go our way, it's not supposed to happen. What I can control, I control, and what's out of my control, I will not ruin this moment worrying and being obsessed or obsessing over something that's out of my control.
I think that is, you know, the key. So many of us, I think, sometimes can get stuck in that moment where you just kind of fixate on one thing, or like you said, it's cloudy out and that's going to ruin my day, or I spilled coffee on myself. And it's, I've been really working on this myself in terms of mindfulness and recognizing that there are many different avenues for us to express our emotions, and, you know, even writing things down, I have found for myself to be beneficial, you know, writing what I think and then going back and reading it and saying, is that really how I felt? You know, maybe in that moment, but it's good I didn't vocalize that in that moment. And I know, right, go ahead.
No, that's the best thing. When you just said not vocalizing it, a lot of people, the secret for me is the pause before the reaction. Most people listen to react, but that pause could either make or break something. If you think about it, you could either just aggravate yourself and, you know, somebody says something, you know, you're like, I didn't say that, or you could say, you know what, pause. I'm not going to infest my body with that negativity. And you were just going with something and that just came to my mind. So I did not mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
Oh, no, no. I just going through all of the different tips that you have, it just really reinforces, you know, what I talk about often, which is trying to explain to folks that, you know, being mindful, being present, being aware of your emotions, being okay with when you're not having a good day and kind of riding that wave out. And that's okay. We don't have to be perfect every day. I know that you said, exactly. Being in touch with nature, I know you said has, you know, been very impactful for you. And moving, dancing, I know you have even mentioned. So maybe you can go into a little detail on that.
Well, if I could dance through nature, I would, like my own parade. So I remember in 2010, actually, a job didn't go through that I wanted, or 2012, I'm sorry, and I was devastated, not realizing it wasn't meant to be. I just cried, and I couldn't stop crying, So I went to my first Zumba class. And it became, I was always like a dancer, but this became an addiction. It was exercise in disguise. All of a sudden, I wasn't crying anymore. And did the endorphins really work? I mean, it is proven, I believe, that dancing, whether you have rhythm or not, it works. And that became a part of my daily routine. So that was one thing, keeping that structure. And the family I got out of it and dancing, I mean, I felt like I was auditioning for Broadway. And then sitting in nature, I've always lived in apartments, never paid attention to it. And last year, I moved in the 2 years ago, and it was just listening to birds chirp. I actually found an app about which bird is chirping this way, that the serenity, and I felt this calmness that just to sit in the moment and listen to the birds and the river flowing, it was just, it saved me. The serenity saved my life.
And that's so true. And they've actually done studies, Marnie, on kids who live in like very urban areas. And if they have green spaces where they can actually go out and just take a moment and recognize, oh, wow, there's a squirrel, or, oh, there's birds. And just being in touch with that, how much that can really help with the regulation of our brain and how the different neurotransmitters are released. And I know for you, not only nature and dancing, but also laughter. And I think that this is key. Sometimes people are not comfortable with laughing. Maybe they don't think they have a good laugh, or whatever it may be. But that's such a wonderful expression of our emotion and allows us to really decompress. And I know you talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Laughter is an instant vacation. Laughter, I mean, literally, when I was 17, right before I was left on the interstate without a car, when we were thrown out of an apartment and I ended up at a hotel that had a comedy club at 17, I went to this comedy show, and when I had no home, I laughed. And to this day, I find humor with everything. Through my depression, if I didn't turn on, whether it's my favorite Wanda Sykes doing the stand-up or my favorite comedy, I make sure to laugh every single day. I put on an old episode of Seinfeld or Mom or whatever it may be, or Comedy Central. I have to laugh because it just cures you instantly. No matter what you're going through, you have to laugh. You have to. I've been laughing my whole life, and I think that's part of the reason I'm alive.
Oh, and you know, I've really just, your story is so amazing and just so inspiring, because I think a lot of people, instead of overcoming the way that you did, I think a lot of people would just kind of shut down. And I think that your story is a testament of, you know what, life has thrown a lot of lemons at me, but darn it, I'm making lemonade out of this.
And you sure are. Delicious lemonade.
And so now, how can people find your book?
I am on Amazon. Or you can just click the link on my website, which is peacelovemarnie.com.
Okay, so Peace, Love, Marnie. And the book, once again, is called True to Myself, Peace, Love, Marnie. It's a really wonderful read. I encourage anyone to, you know, check it out because your story really is amazing. And I want to thank you so much, Marnie, for coming on today and sharing that with all of us. And I certainly wish you a happy and well rest of your day.
Oh, you are the sweetest. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And you're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We will be right back just after this.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and I was just speaking with Marnie Goldman, who is a wellness advisor now through her experiences. And life experiences, I think, resonate deep with many people because, you know, there may be parts of her story where you say, you know what, I can relate to that. And to see someone be able to overcome, I think for me is very important because your well-being, and while I'm traditional medical trained, I've always been one to kind of think outside of that box. And the more that I have, you know, done my continuing education and expanded my knowledge in the world of nutrition and wellness and mindfulness, I think it's amazing to have people express their journeys through life and how they overcome. And it doesn't mean that you don't have struggles. Everyone can have struggles. And as I always say, you know, when life does throw you lemons, you have that choice. And so many things about our life and our wellness is about the choices that we make. And I default back to this point when it comes to chronic disease states. We have a problem with obesity and chronic disease states on the rise, but so much of this is in our own hands. We've got a lot of control over this. Unfortunately, because of, you know, socioeconomic issues and food deserts and things along that line, you can see where, you know, population health has been impacted in a very negative way because of that. But you can also see where our unwillingness to accept that our own body matters, that can really take you down the wrong path. And so, and when I say that in a sense of when you tell yourself, I don't have time to eat good, so yeah, this bag of chips, that's going to cut it for me. Or I don't have time to eat good, so yeah, I'm going to swing through that drive-thru and I'm going to order something that's not healthy. These are actions that we ourselves are making. So we have to be able to get ourselves to that point where we can make smarter choices, because at the end of the day, you want to have that full brain. You want to live a full and complete life. And while life will throw challenges at you, the more you are better equipped to respond to that because you have good energy, this can make all the difference in the world. And so this is why I oftentimes talk about this on every show. Is it's not just about using, you know, the Invite supplements, which I know hands down are the best on the market because I'm involved with making them. And I know that we know what we're doing when it comes to the science and putting them all together. So we, you know, painstaking lengths that we go through to bring you these nutrients. But I also recognize that it's not just about that. Because if I thought just like that, then I should have just stayed in traditional medicine and said, okay, here, you've got a sneeze, take this medication. Oh, you've got a sore knee, here, take this medication. That's not the way to fix anything. So the way to fix things is to have a complete, you know, transformation in terms of how you look at your life. Do I want to be tired and wired? Do I want to have energy? Do I want to feel engaged in what I'm doing every day when it comes to my work? You know, and they say that, you know, close to 70% of American workers say, I feel fatigued. I feel fatigued when I'm working. You know, sometimes I start off the day, I feel pretty good, and then I start tanking throughout the day. Others are like, you know what? I come in the morning, I feel tired. I leave at the end of the day, even more tired. And we know that there are so many factors that play into this, you know, inadequate sleep, but your foods are really driving this. And we know that there are nutrients that you can be taking to support your cellular energy production. And that's why I've zeroed in on those ones so much this week, because when it comes to energy, if you do not have energy, that is going to eventually lead you to a point of being burned out. And we definitely don't want that to occur. So I know, you know, having these conversations, even with you, Alex, about, you know, trying to eat right, trying to keep a food journal, all of those things, this is something that you're not going to change overnight, because maybe you've been doing things a certain way for many years because it's easy, it's convenient. You know, you go to a particular place to eat lunch, perhaps, because it's close to the radio station. So it's just making the small adjustments that at the end of the day will end up paying off. And then just think, Alex, like many years from now, you'll like look back and you'll be like, geez, thanks, because now my brain's nice and full. And maybe
Bingo. You'll credit me
for that.
I definitely will do that. I always love our on-air sessions about this. But I've got to say, the numbers that you've talked about this week and the last few weeks, 93% not dealing with their cardio health, and 7% Americans healthy, you know, just labeled healthy or however you want to say. And then today, 70% feel that fatigue. And there's got to be some reversal we could see here, right? I mean, it's not all hopeless, is it?
I mean, it's not. But the only way to change it is to hit the problem head on and say, how am I responsible for my fatigue? How is it that I can change my fatigue? Because sometimes we get stuck in these little moments in time where we're like, oh, the world's against me and this is just the way it is. So because the world's against me, I can only eat a Pop-Tart for breakfast. And so that's just, if we have this humdrum attitude about it, we have to be able to change that. We have to change our mental perception. And sometimes, like I said, keeping a food diary, you might look back and be like, oh my goodness, who is that? I wouldn't feed that to my dog. But you now have it in writing, so you can look at it and go, okay, I can see where I can start making some changes. Because when it comes to having fatigue or just being like, just always feeling like you're dragging, that's going to impact every aspect of your life. And we know that when it comes to cognitive performance at work, or maybe you're just hanging out with friends, but you're super tired and they're talking about something and you're, you know, 5 minutes behind the conversation, then you chime in and they're all looking at you like, what? So you have to pay attention to how the foods you eat matter, how if you're choosing to not have any type of physical activity, how that's impacting you. And then, of course, you know, do I take a multivitamin? Am I taking any omega-3s? You know, have I had my vitamin D level tested? Have I had my CoQ10 level tested? I mean, all of these things matter. And so much, you can hear all those things I just listed. Nobody is in charge of that except for you. So we have to take ownership of our own health. And that's why I said, you know, this is really the time to be proactive into your own health so we don't become one of those statistics. We can see what's happening in the future. We can try and stop that. We don't have to be the country that has 50% of our population clinically obese. We don't have to be that nation, but that's the way that we're going. Because if we don't take ownership in our own health, that's exactly where we're going to end up. And so that's what we're here to do at Invite Health, is we help you through that process. And a lot of people have very negative views, even of themselves. Like, well, you know, I'm overweight. I've tried to do this. This doesn't work. I'm not good with taking supplements on a regular basis. You know, I bought these supplements, but I only took it twice, and then the bottle just sat there. So then you feel guilty about that. So we have to get you to the point where you're not guilting yourself every day, that you accept yourself for your flaws that you have, but let's try and make some improvements. And that's what I take pride in when I work with people, is
I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to, you know, say, oh, you're never going to succeed. That's not what it's about. I want everybody to feel good. I want everybody to have good energy. Like, I've got a lot of energy. And so that's my goal, is to try and get people into that mindset where they believe in themselves. And then once they start feeling that and they say, you know what, I'm feeling better, then you're going to stick with it. And that's the key thing, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. It does. And I'm just reading some other stuff on the health world here. But Invite Health, I know, is working on that, and they don't judge. And I think that's the, as we've said before, that's one of the very important parts, is that you could come in with all these health problems. You might be one in four one in four Americans that have two health chronic conditions, and Invite Health won't stop you at the door. They'll say, come on in, and we'll just talk to you as you're a regular human being. And you know what? We've said this before as well. The mainstream industry does not talk to you like you're a regular person. They talk to you sort of like a number, right? Take a number. That's the old phrase.
Exactly. Take a number and sit in the waiting room. We'll get to you when we get to you. And that's not what you want. You want your health to be a priority. We make your health a priority. We do everything in our power to make sure that you understand what you're doing each day in terms of what's helping, what's not helping, and get you on that individualized approach. And that's why we have so many different formulations, because not every single formula is going to be geared for every single person. So we try to modify your routine that's going to give you the best support. And it's very unique. And I always say, the other thing that's very unique, you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I went to Invite Health and I had to show my insurance card. Like, no, you don't have to show us anything. It's a free service to come in and talk to one of our nutritional experts. And I think that when people start to grab onto that, and they're like, oh, wow, that is very unique. Like, especially in these days, like, you don't have to pay. I don't have to have a membership. I don't have to become a member of Invite Health in order to get these. No, you just go to one of our store locations, go to our website. You can sign up for a video chat. You can email me directly if you have questions, awilliams@invitehealth.com. That's awilliams@invitehealth.com. But check out all of our energy formulations. They really do pack a punch. And I'll talk more about them tomorrow. So join me tomorrow at noon. For now, enjoy the rest of your day. You've been listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.